We are happy to welcome back into the studio Jack Kilroy with Sober 17th. Jack, it's a pleasure to have you back in studio. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm grand. It's a good time of the year to be Irish, and we're looking forward to a great day for the Irish and for everybody else tomorrow.
So far, Mother Nature has cooperated, and James Cobain is outside the studios right now. Matt Douglas went down to get him. He'll join us here in studio momentarily.
And James is coming in all the way from Achill Island, Ireland, so he's just arrived.
He just got here in studio. We'll let him get set up, and we'll start talking about the details about tomorrow's Sober 17th celebration. I know we had you on last year, and you spoke about, you know, how this all began and the purpose behind it. For those who aren't familiar with Sober 17th, what is this event all about?
Well, it's about, you know, really redefining or going back to the old way of defining what St. Patrick's Day should be. And if you were going to plan a day to honor the patron saint of Ireland, would you plan people dressing up in goofy green outfits and getting drunk all over the place? Or would you plan something with the best of Irish music, Irish culture, entertainment, family, good food, and fellowship? I think you'd pick the latter. So we're trying to take back the date and not have it centered around liquor and consumption, but centered around Irish culture and family.
And this all began 5 years ago. You were telling me off air just a few minutes ago, you were actually out in New York City when this idea kind of originated.
Well, my good friend Francis Black, who's a famous singer in Ireland, founded a charity there called the Rise Foundation, Recovering in a Safe Environment, that helps family members that have a loved one in addiction. And I was over there helping her raise some money for that, and I was at a reception and met this fella, Bill Riley, not the one that's on the TV politics talk show, but a different one. And he founded a group called Sober St. Patrick's Day, and he was telling me about it, and said, why don't you try having one in Cleveland? And I thought, well, good idea. There's people in recovery in Cleveland. There's Irish people in Cleveland. There's people that love Irish music in Cleveland. It should work. So that's what I did.
And so here we are, 5 years later. This event has continued to grow. Now, for those that aren't aware of the details, tell us all about it. It'll be at Ahern's Party Center, and it's tomorrow, and it's open at 5 o'clock.
It's tomorrow, Saturday, March 17th, 2018, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Ahern's Banquet Center, and Ahern's does a great job with the food, which is included in the ticket price of $20 per person, $15 for students and seniors, and $6 for the young kids 10 and under. Tickets are available online at sober17.org, sober17.org, and they'll be on sale online until tomorrow at about noon. More than likely, that if it's not sold out, there'll be tickets available at the door.
Very cool stuff.
The ticket price counts entertainment by the James Cobain Band, authentic Irish music of the highest caliber, the Burke School of Irish Dance, award-winning young children who've won numerous competitions and awards in Irish step dancing, and the St. Ignatius Circus Company that does juggling and other amazing feats that'll entertain the kids. We also have a kids' coloring contest with some valuable prizes. I wanted to tell you, the Burke School of Irish Dance was founded by Teresa Burke, an Elyria, Ohio native.
Oh, very nice. See, there's a lot of local flavor going on with Sober 17th tomorrow. Jack Kilroy joining us here in studio with Sober 17th. James Cobain is here in studio also. I want to give him a second to settle in, catch his breath. He came in here just a few moments ago, and he's got guitar in hand. He's ready to rock and roll, and we'll get to him in just a sec. But before we get to James, I want to talk about the 2018 Person of the Year that you guys are going to honor at Sober 17th tomorrow.
The Person of the Year is Bill Denehan. He was one of the founders of Sober 17th, also one of the founders of the Dublin, Ohio Irish Festival, which is now the second biggest Irish festival in the country. He also was the safety service director of Cleveland about 15 years ago when they had a terrible blizzard on March 17th, and they were going to cancel the parade. And Bill said, no, I'll get those streets clear for you. So he saved the parade one year as safety service director of Cleveland by getting Euclid Avenue plowed in a terrible blizzard. But more importantly, Bill has is retired as the outgoing director of the Cuyahoga County Drug and Alcohol Board, Drug, Alcohol, and Mental Health Board. And in his role doing that, he's really made good use of public funds, helping people recover from addiction, helping agencies help others. But he's also given personally of himself, reaching out to people that need help. So he's our man of the year. He's been an exemplary public service servant and set an example for people, whether they're in recovery or never needed to be in recovery, of just how to treat your fellow citizens and how to be a good civic leader.
One of the things you mentioned to me last year when we were talking about the event was that, you know, there's so much cool stuff going on. The food's great. The entertainment is great. And you mentioned you brought this James Kilbane character along, and he was so good the first time you had him there that you had to bring him back again. And then he played for us on the air last year, and I said, you know what? I can see why you want him to come back again. And James Kilbane is here in studio with us right now. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Hi, Andy. How are you doing? And it's great to be speaking to all your listeners out there. Yeah, it's great to be back. Thanks to Jack and everybody with Sober 17. I'm delighted to be involved once again. And it's wonderful to be here. It's like a second home to me.
Well, talk about what keeps you coming back. I mean, obviously, it's a great, great atmosphere, great festivities going on all throughout the evening. What is it that keeps you coming back?
Well, I find, I think there isn't many families that haven't had some issues at some stage or other. And I see the value of coming together and having a sober event. I would have experienced different things, both from working in the industry, as in the music industry, but also in the bar industry through my teens. And I think it can be something that I think it's so positive. And the event that I think the concept of Sober 17th is very positive. And with the work that they're doing here, that Jack's doing and his whole team, I think it's something that's worthwhile, and I'm delighted to be involved. I think it's good, and I think it's one of the biggest in the world, and I'm aware I tell people about it back at home in Ireland, and I think it's something that could grow and would grow. It's a really positive thing to see the families and their children. The food is great. It's a great concept, and St. Patrick didn't bring booze and beer to Ireland. He brought faith, and he brought so much of what has become our culture and our Irishness. And you know, it's not all about, it isn't about really the alcohol side of things. It's about the faith element and the family element and things that are nurturing and good.
Does that have a very, very big influence on what kinds of things that you play at the event tomorrow?
Well, I sing a lot of Christian music in my own work, but I also sing a lot of folk at different stages of the year, depending on certain things. I have a big background in Irish and folk music. Like, country music is also a part of it, and it fuses so well with Irish music because it's one off the other. And one of the things, my music and my work, yes, it does. I've been involved in the Irish Cultural Festival for so many years. I'm going to be up in Chicago for their festival later on this year. I work with a lot of the southern musicians in the southern states, and it's great to be back because I do think, as I say, Patrick didn't bring booze and wine and that. He brought culture and faith. He very much became as much Irish as the Irish themselves, and we sometimes lose the focus of what really really St. Patrick brought to us. People do need to kind of focus, and family and what's worthwhile within life and family, that what bonds people together. And I see that with Sober and the work that they're doing. And it's good work that they're, you know, I meet a lot of people there who have been through the mill, and they're coming out the other side, and they're doing well for themselves, and they're making a better life.
And I would imagine that you encompass all of that tomorrow. That's got to be a lot of fun for you to play in front of a crowd like that, where the kids are having a great time.
Well, it's to give, like, there's great dancers. There's always a great buzz there. And it's really like I've made so many friends. I'm sure there's going to be so many familiar faces. I'm looking forward to seeing them. And yes, it's about, you know, you always play for your audience, but it's about motivating the people and you know, getting things moving and getting things going. Yeah. Sing-alongs, things that they'll reflect from home, songs that they're familiar with, that they can say, yeah, my grandfather or my mother, or connects them with home. And that's home is Ireland, whether they're fourth, fifth, first generation or originally born in Ireland. Home is home, you know. It's something there that'll always be there because we have our Irish heritage. And as your president says, Donald Trump, you know, 30 million people claim to have Irish heritage right across the United States.
You mentioned President Trump, and I didn't know where you were going with that at first, so I kind of chuckled at first. I didn't know
His own words with our Premier, Leo Varadkar, today, and yeah, he did. Yeah, he made the point, and it's very true.
Jack Kilroy with Sober 17th in studio with us, along with multi-platinum recording artist James Kilbane. Again, Sober 17th takes place tomorrow at Ahern's Banquet Center. It's at 726 Avon Belden Road. It begins at 5, goes till 8. Should be an awesome time. Well, last year, when you were in studio with us, James, you played Will You Go, Lassie Go. And oh my goodness, that was fantastic. And Jack, as soon as he got done playing, I looked at you and I said, wow, I see why you brought him back again. And I think it's fascinating, too, because everybody that we talked to when we told them you were coming on today, they were all excited because last year when you played that, it was on a Friday. I'll never forget it. You played it on a Friday on St. Patrick's Day. And I remember getting phone calls and texts from people saying, wow, that was really awesome.
Okay.
And not to set the bar too high, but the pressure's on again. You got guitar in hand. You're ready to rock and roll. What do you have lined up for us today?
Well, this is a song that was wrote by a friend of mine called Johnny Dugan. Now, it's gradually getting a grip with people in the United States, and it's a song called The Roads of Kildare. And it's a song that I do love to sing, and I sing it every time at the Cleveland Festival, and people just love it. So I'll give an old bar of it, if I may, now.
All right.
Johnny was born in a mansion down in the county of Clare. Rosie was born by the roadside somewhere in County Kildare. Destiny brought them together on the road near Killorglin one day. Neat her bright kilty shawl she was singing, and she stole his young heart away. For she sang, meet me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow, please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare. Johnny went down from his mansion just as the sun had gone down, turning his back on his kinfolk, likewise his dear native town. Facing the roads of old Ireland, with a gypsy he loved so sincere. When he came to the light of the campfire, these are the words he did hear. For she sang, meet me tonight by the campfire, come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow, please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare. Yes, you'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare. How's that, Andy?
Wow. Absolutely fantastic. As I said last year, Jack, I see why you keep him coming back. Fantastic stuff.
It's by popular demand. There's 300 or 400 people at Sober 17th afterwards to tell me, bring him back next year.
Wow. Wow. So now how long do you play? You're not playing for all 3 hours, are you?
Well, probably there's a kind of a break and little thing, bits and pieces going on. So more or less we play for 2 hours. Yeah. The show would go on for two and a half hours or whatever. Whatever we do.
Wow. Very, very impressive.
Are we going to see you maybe tomorrow, Andy?
I would be down there, but I promised the missus that I had to take her downtown to see a play tomorrow night.
Okay.
If I had not been going down to see that play, I would be there for sure. because that if that doesn't get you the move for St. Patrick's Day and Sober 17th, I'm not quite sure what will. That was absolutely outstanding. The bar was set so high from last year.
Well, you were great. Will You Go, Lassie Go was what I sang, and that's right. Wow, you remembered. I was wondering myself as I was sitting here, what did I do last year? What did I do? But yeah, there you go. Thanks very much. The Roads of Kildare.
Unforgettable. And this one, unforgettable as well. Very, very good stuff. Jack, James, thank you guys so much for coming
to
the studio. This was a blast, and we look forward to doing it again next year.
Hey, Sober 17 tomorrow, 5 p.m.
Ahearn's Party Center.
Well, you have so much fun at Sober 17th that you don't need alcohol.
Yep, yeah, and that says it all right there. Make sure you check that out tomorrow. Sober 17th at Ahearn's Banquet Center on Avon Belden Road. Again, they'll open the doors at 5 o'clock.